This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading a high-level delegation heading to Turkey on Wednesday at President Trump's request to press that country's president to stop his invasion of northeast Syria. Trump says he's ready to slap Turkey with sanctions following Turkey's military maneuvers.
It would be very tough on Turkey and a lot of others. They have to maintain their own properties now. They have to maintain peace and safety. And we'll see what happens. The delegation, we're asking for a ceasefire.
U.S. Democrats and Republicans blame the Trump administration for what is unfolding in northern Syria, saying the withdrawal of U.S. forces from the area cleared the way for U.S. allies, Syrian Defense Forces, to be put in danger, as well as increasing the potential for Islamic State militants under the SDF detention to escape and stage a resurgence. 12 U.S. Democratic presidential candidates squaring off in a spirited debate Tuesday night, all looking to confront President Trump in next year's election. One of the leading candidates, Senator Bernie Sanders, says President Trump is damaging the U.S. reputation with his policy moves on Syria. Sanders cited the U.S. withdrawal from northern Syria and Turkey's attacks on the Kurds, who worked with the U.S. in fighting ISIS.
Now, Turkey is not a U.S. ally when they invade another country and engage in mass slaughter.
The dozens of challengers, including Sanders, also expressed their support for the four-week-old impeachment probe, although Trump's removal through the impeachment process remains an unlikely outcome. And the International Monetary Fund is downgrading its new outlook for the world economy, saying that trade wars are having an effect. We'll get more on that story coming up in just one moment. But first, for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app from here in Washington. This is VOA.